I'm a little bit different to other people, you know. I love business and I love chiropractic. These are things that make us a solid business because I'm a geek when it comes to business. I have 11 foundational business rules that I teach to all my Inner Circle members. I promise you a lot of you will learn more from the next slide than the strategies about coronavirus. But I really want you to make notes of the next of the 11 things. I promise you, if everyone, especially my Inner Circle group, if those that have followed these 11 foundations are going to be sitting in a situation right now where they wouldn't have been as concerned. So I'm just going to run through them with you because I truly believe this puts you in a position where you are in a better place. Number one, every single business practice owner should have 3 to 10 operational core values lived by all team members. In a book called Good to Great, they just analyzed the greatest things that best companies had, and they all had a set of core values. Core values are the thing that keep us together. They guide us in good times, but they hold the context together in bad times, critically in bad times. In bad times is when people have core values that they lean on the core values to get the most out of their team. So core values are very important. Number two, thou shalt have weekly, quarterly, and annual team meetings. My first point tonight is you should all have had a team meeting with the team. First thing you have to do is have a team meeting with the team. Number three is thou shalt know your numbers and have a weekly scorecard with 3 to 10 key performance indicators. Number four, thou shalt offer options to pay in advance. Now, it doesn't matter what the business is, if you should have care plans or options to pay in advance. If you had been diligent with this, cash is king right now, and you would be sitting with cash reserves where you are okay right now. Number five, thou shalt always pre-book all patients well in advance. A good friend of mine who practices down the road in London, every single one of his patients is booked for anywhere from 3 months to 12 months ahead of time. Now, let me ask you a question. Nobody in the practice pays for visits. I'm not for that or against that. I'm not promoting either. I'm just saying that right now, with not one person in the entire practice paying per visit or booking one appointment at a time, he honestly, I spoke about today. He's like, well, if we shut for 3 weeks, it doesn't really matter because everyone's booked for the whole year. You guys understand, yes? So if you take that with a pinch of salt and understand that if you implement that at 50% of what he's done, it would have made a big difference during this period. And I'm running through this in a moment. I am running through the systems of this in a moment. Number six, thou shalt have multiple forms of predictable, well-tested new patient generating avenues. Right now, more than ever, it was important for us to have multiple forms. Because if you're heavily based on insurance, if you're heavily based on referrals, if you're heavily based on talks, if you've got one source that massively outweighs the other, it's the worst time to have that scenario. You want multiple forms of income, multiple forms of income as well, but multiple forms of well-tested new patient avenues. Number seven, thou shalt have follow-up. Biggest mistake small businesses make, zero follow-up. We've all seen this statistic. It is proven statistic that most interactions, sales environment happens after anywhere from 7 to 15 contacts. Yet most of us make one phone call and stop. Yet most of us send one email and stop. Yet most of us have one, if you will, we have a system called our DNA list, our did not arrive list, or our NFA list, our no future appointment list. We also have a DNA NFA list. So did not arrive, but no future appointment, right? So even with those lists, you have a sequence. Statistically, we know this for a fact, that most sales or interactions happen after anywhere from 7 to 15 interactions, yet most of us haven't planned past one. Even if we have telephone calls happening, we stop at one. So I'm going to run through that again with you. I'm going to run through that also with you in a moment. So please listen up. Number nine, thou shalt always have well thought out, planned, well scripted sales processes. Number nine, thou shalt offer information first. So for those of you, this is information. For those of you, you're all in the information business. You think you're in a chiropractic business, even if you're a bricks and mortar business, every single one of you on this call is in the information business. And I would say that information has become it's so readily available as a statistic, if you do not offer information in the form of a book, in the form of downloads on your website, in the form of cost inquiry, whatever it is, if you do not offer information, people will often need the information before they make the decision to use your service. And if you do offer it, they'll often skip straight to the product or service without consuming the content. So I teach this all on New Page Dev Launch, but just so you know, you should all be doing videos. You should all have a YouTube channel. You should all, now more than ever, what do you mean? I wish, my biggest regret is I didn't start aggressively doing videos and giving away lots of content for free 5 years ago. And it's the same in our practices. Our, just to give you an example, our podcast on coronavirus has been listened to by 50,000 people already. It was only launched late last week. 50,000 people. Like, we don't, it's not, it's, there's no monetary return on investment of that or anything, but straight away we become the social authority in our local areas. 50,000 listens to a podcast on coronavirus. You can go check it out. Within days, right? About giving hope. That's our job in the communities right now. Number 10, thou shalt endeavor to invest both time and money to continue to develop yourself and your team. Now more than ever. Why? Because the rest of society is going to be retracting. I have doubled down on my coaching, on my mentoring. I have upped it. I have now more than ever, because context is stronger than content. Environment is stronger than willpower. Right now, we just, like, even myself, you know, my wife and I never watch the news. All of a sudden, I'm watching the news because I'm waiting for, here in the United Kingdom, waiting for reports, etc. Like, stop it, like, turn it off. But even me, I need to find out stuff about what we're going to do with our practices and what grants we're going to get, and is there financial aid available for staff members, etc. So I find myself being caught in it, and it's devastating. Devastating. You've got to protect this mind. Weeds grow in the mind out of weeds grow in your garden out of neglect, not because you have to plant the weeds. The neglect we have right now is making sure, if you don't work on the mind, if you don't work on your coaches, with your coaches, if you don't read the books you need to read, you're going to have a tough time going forward. Number 11, thou shalt practice, thou should spend at least 60 minutes per day on marketing activities, now more than ever. So those are my 11 foundational rules of a business-focused practice, a business-focused practice. I'm a little bit different to other people, you know. I love business and I love chiropractic. These are things that make us a solid business, because I'm a geek when it comes to business. And I wouldn't have built a business that turns over close to $7 million every single year if I didn't be a student of this stuff, right? Hey, thanks for watching the video, and hopefully you found it helpful. If you have found it helpful, you might want to grab one of my free books called New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how we grew our 8 practices, $7 million worth of turnover, 10,000 new patients every single year. It's the exact marketing blueprint we use for that. It's completely free. All you do is pay for shipping. So click on the link or go to my website, dcpracticegrowth.com, and grab your free book. We'll send it to you and some other resources. It's free. All you do is pay for shipping. Go to the website. See you on the other side.